These are evil genius.
All right. Welcome to Nevin and Corey podcast, episode one. North Carolina, NC, you know what's good.
Yeah, coming out of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. We are right by UNC right now, Corey. The weather's looking fine today. How's the traffic down there?
Man, oh, sorry. One second. This is actually the WNC podcast. The Will, Nevin, and Corey podcast.
Will, Nevin, and Corey.
What's up? It's Will here.
All right. So today we will be discussing the
traffic. We need a traffic report, Corey. Is there like fire in the streets? Are lizards attacking?
This is the thing. Like once you start recording something, it becomes unnatural. But like what you really have to do to record a good one of these is just have a natural conversation.
When someone says something,
you just have a natural conversation because our natural conversations are fucking cool to hear. If people listen to our natural conversations, they would be inspired. When I have natural conversations with people, they get inspired. Not some fake bullshit that you're trying to do because you're recording it.
Facts. Yeah,
people
exactly. Don't like that. But
I'm just saying, we should have like a guided conversation at least.
You know, yeah,
like,
yeah.
What direction should we go in?
Can I explain to you the yes and concept?
Oh no,
it's like someone establishes a presence. Like premise, it doesn't have to be unnatural. Dog, you can just say whatever.
It seems pretty self-explanatory, dog.
And you just like don't break it down by saying like no this instead of like their thing that they said.
Oh yes.
Yeah. That's you yes, and then you add to it.
Oh okay. And
it works out. and
or you can just possibly. How about we throw another word in there and or have a natural conversation.
Oh awesome.
It just flows.
And.
And
I don't know about that one, bro.
All right.
So, Nevin, you know,
you're a molester.
Is this a houndstooth?
It's a sweater. It's a
No. This design is called a houndstooth.
Houndstooth?
Bro, you cannot call me a molester, bro. That's not.
It's all good.
That's not funny, bro. Like. You know what I'm talking about, right?
There's some real
monsters. No. It was for the podcast listeners. Corey put his hand on my leg, and we are good friends. But I would love for his hand to go further up my leg.
Damn. Okay.
But.
Or.
But.
Go further up anywhere else.
But.
Interesting.
And or but. Yeah.
William.
What's up, bro?
What do you think is the forecast on e-commerce in the next 10 years?
I think Ethereum's
going to take off. China's market's really close to crashing, so I think that OneCoin's going to go high up in price because the Chinese like it, so that's a fucking huge market, bro. They like computers as well, and these are smart. But anyway,
you can't exclude like niche underdogs.
I can't say that word even on a podcast, so I should really learn to talk more properly. But
if you're talking about Asia, you can say chiggas, bro.
Chickens.
That sounds fucking it's just stupid. Livestock. I'm investing in actual things, not chickens.
But you can like have like 0.001 chicken.
That'd be cool to invest in someone who's an organic farmer. Like someone who actually fucking raised food correctly.
The price of chickens.
I would do that shit for sure. There's
websites where you can do that shit.
That's why I can't wait to have money because I want to do shit like that.
Yeah, you can like invest in people that just like make goods like make shit out of their own like own homes and. Fucking
they gave me like good deals South on Africa food. Like, shit. Hey, bro, take my money. I like what you're doing.
Good deals on food.
Okay, wait.
Or just like give me some food. Like,
give me some food.
No. Like if I was like supporting some organic farmers and they just gave me their food, like.
I have a pitch for a e-currency. It's called the chicken, and it's It's number of units of currency. Like you know how Bitcoin like there's mining over time. The max amount of chickens that there can be is tied to the total number of chickens that have been sold in the market like real chickens ever since like the conception of the currency. So it's like by pound. So like if consumption of chicken nuggets goes up, the max number of chickens rises at a higher rate.
Bruh. That's just constant inflation. That's stupid. That's what
imagine how shitty it would be if you got reincarnated 7 times in a row into a fucking factory chicken or a fucking cow.
I think you're supposed to be able to get paid enough that you can like save up and actually like do shit. Like if you like grind in your like youth basically and like kind of like build shit over time, that like you can, you're like, everyone should be able to like build something enough that they can like give in a good way, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. I think that's
what could be great. That is a fact. Is
it 4:20? Oh, you have an alarm saying "fuck good, be great." Do you need like inspirational quotes throughout the day?
No, dude, it's a subconscious thing. I'm just like, I'm telling myself every single day.
Dude, it works.
I'm not going to settle for being good. Right. I'm gonna be great.
All right, like, for the listeners at home, put alarms on your phone like in the afternoon when you're like feeling a bit down after lunch, and say, get your work done, or clean.
I think
your
everyone should just be blunt with it and put "fuck good, be great," because there's no point. Why would you settle for good when you can be great? Like, and greatness isn't defined by some societal standard. Greatness is defined within. Like, you need to be great at whatever you need to be great at. And you need to find what you need to be great at and then just do it. Like, be great at it.
Exactly.
What about people who are like fuck ups at everything? Like, what about people who like can't?
They didn't look hard enough. They gave up.
People, the average IQ is 100, and like some people have an IQ below 70. Like,
dude, travel the world and learn that like everyone can do anything. Like, it's your willpower. Like, it's